This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
A second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ends ahead of schedule, with no agreement reached between the two on ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
It's a process and it's moving along, but we just felt it wasn't appropriate to sign an agreement today.
The ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, Congressman Jim Jordan, says yesterday's hearing featuring Michael Cohen was not really about finding facts.
This is step one in the Democrats' crazy efforts to impeach the President of the United States.
Cohen, President Trump's longtime personal lawyer, headed to prison for lying to Congress today behind closed doors with members of the House Intelligence Committee. Economic growth in the fourth quarter of 2018 comes in better than expected. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un have met once again in Hanoi, Vietnam, to talk about getting rid of Pyongyang's nuclear program. A journalist asked Kim whether he's confident of the prospects of an agreement. He said through an interpreter that it's too early to tell.
But I wouldn't say that I'm pessimistic.
President Trump said the speed of denuclearization is not that important to him.
I think very importantly the relationship is, just very strong.
The political operative at the center of the disputed North Carolina congressional election has been arrested. Leslie McCrae Dowless is facing charges related to his work in 2016 and 2018 elections. Among other things, he's accused of paying people to illegally collect absentee ballots at last fall's 9th congressional district election that was apparently won by a Republican. The North Carolina State Election Board has now ordered a new election. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Apple is laying off nearly 200 people in its self-driving car program. The tech giant announcing the layoffs will affect 8 different Apple facilities near its headquarters in Cupertino, California. Despite the layoffs, Apple appears to be still ramping up its self-driving car project. In a filing just a few weeks ago, the company said it's logged nearly 80,000 miles of testing in California last year. The Supreme Court is sending an Alabama death penalty appeal back to a lower court. The Chief Justice, John Roberts, joining with the 4 liberal justices in telling a state court to reconsider its ruling because Vernon Madison now suffers from dementia and claims he can no longer remember the crime that put him on death row. States are prohibited from executing prisoners whose mental states prevent them from understanding their punishment. And the FBI says it's recovered nearly 2,000 bones believed to have been taken from ancient Native American burial sites at a missionary's home in rural Indiana. The FBI's Art Crimes Unit making the discovery while sifting through artifacts collected by the late Donald Miller, a 91-year-old Christian missionary who died in 2015, nearly a year after the FBI had seized over 40,000 relics from his collection. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, gotta stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got a country to save, and hey, look, at we're all manning up, womaning up to make this happen. You know, when you can think about all the money that we're spending, trillions of dollars that are going by the wayside, and right now our Congress seems to be more involved and interested in impeaching President Trump. They couldn't win at the ballot box, so now let's fuss and fight and waste a lot of people's time, as if the special prosecution and $30 million plus is not enough. Let's just keep spending money. Adam Schiff says, hey, look, there's going to be something there. We just haven't looked hard enough, and they're bound and determined. You know, if it wasn't Peter Strokes and, you know, Andrew McCabe's insurance plan that was going to do it, we just keep on going. We'll come up with another insurance plan. And so the latest is let's do everything we can to embarrass the president, embarrass the nation, as we are on the international stage trying to work out a critical deal with the North Koreans. And I got to tell you, as I was sharing with Liz Peek earlier, quite disturbing that you got all these Monday quarterbacks, you know, John Brennan and, you know, people from the Obama administration chiming in. You know, yes, we're talking about that scandal-free administration, supposedly. Look, they couldn't get Kim Jong-un to the table. It took Donald Trump to do it. And instead of getting out of the way and maybe, you know, God forbid that their egos would be set aside and maybe they could offer some insight, you know, through the back channels and maybe on the surface support what this president is doing so that we would be the United States, not the divided states of America. I mean, you know, this is really pathetic when you think about it. I mean, these are people that we, the people, have paid all these years. We've supported them and their families for the service to this country, and now they're disserving us at a point when we need to be united on the major principles of what we're trying to do here. And that is we're trying to, you know, find peace with the North Koreans to officially declare an end to the Korean conflict, the war, and, you know, to move forward and to give North Koreans an opportunity. And what Donald Trump is putting out there is brilliant. I mean, you've got to give them a fair, you know, a fair exchange, you know, some fair hope of like, okay, go nuclear, continue on that path, which has been a dangerous path for you. How has that worked for you for the last 70 years? You know, you're isolated. You're a hermit kingdom. You've absolutely have devastated, you know, your people, or do you enter into the free world and you become an asset and you exchange products. You've got a lot of resources. You've got manpower. Look at what happened with Vietnam as a classic example. And meeting in Vietnam was brilliant. I don't know if it was President Trump's idea exactly, but whoseever idea it was perfect, because in terms of trying to give, Chairman Kim Jong-un an idea of what success could look like, Vietnam's a great example for them, just like Venezuela is a great example for those in our country that really want to pursue socialism. I mean, and of course, they all say in varying degrees, because we don't want to be socialist like Venezuela. Well, I don't know that Venezuela wanted to be socialist like Venezuela, frankly. It seemed like a good idea at the time, but that's what happens with any kind of deleterious type of governance. It starts also innocently, and it just creeps in. And our founding fathers understood this, and it's so documented in our history. Of course, they don't teach that anymore because it's easier to, bend people's minds and get them deviated from their true goal if you rewrite history or you hide it all together. And, as you've heard me say before, I think a lot of Americans were somewhat shocked, but particularly the young millennials were shocked when they started realizing some of the history that they happened to catch the State of the Union. Not necessarily maybe their cup of tea, but they missed out on quite a history lesson there. And this is more of a modern day history because, we had World War II veterans there. You had a Buzz Aldrin. You had an Angel family affected by illegal immigration. These are some of the things that people are not hearing about, because if you hear about it, how do you fight against this? I mean, this is all common sense that we would want to secure our borders, for the sake of the people coming across, as well as for our citizens. And having, having just one American citizen killed at the hands of a system that promotes illegal immigration is disgusting enough. But sadly, there are thousands of our citizens, thousands of angel families that are affected to this very moment because of the policies of our government. Shame on our government. But, we can't just say shame on our government because, according to our Constitution, we the people, we are the government. So what are we doing about it? Oh, no, we hate Trump, and so we're going to pigpile and go along with the mainstream media because, Trump, for whatever reason, I guess you can find reasons, and I've had these conversations with very, very dear friends, and it is a sensitive topic. And I know when they come off and they're just, almost yelling at me about how much they hate Trump, that he's so evil and everything, and, you can't even ask him a simple, critical question because critical thinking's out the door, because now you have to go along with the crowd. And basically what America has become is the bullies and the bullied. Think about it. You're either a bully and you're bullying people to go along and think like you, or you are bullied. And if you're bullied, then you just have to pick and choose your battles or bury your head or go about life and think that, okay, this too will pass sooner or later. These knuckleheads are going to figure it out. But they're not. And they are continuing, to punch themselves and punch themselves out. And you hopefully that they will punch themselves out to the point like somebody drowning, that then they might be open to reason. But until then, we've got to go through this exercise. And I understand the wisdom of picking and choosing your battles, because there's some people that are just absolutely fools. And this, when I say fools, this could happen on both sides, that they're so, they're so stuck in their premise that they don't want to have a conversation. They don't want to be critically involved with the governance of our country. They're absolutely convinced that Donald Trump is the worst thing ever. And, of course, this was even brought more to point with this disgusting, interview, or I don't know what you want to call it, investigation, I guess, you know, but it's not really a true investigation. It was almost like an infomercial of Michael Cohen trying to present his case. You know, here he is supported. His family was supported for 10 years by Donald Trump. And it was almost like he had to convince himself that Donald Trump was evil in order to placate the chairman and the Democratic operatives, because he decided to, you know, cross the line and be with all the anti-Trumpers. And here is a guy who has very little credibility, and I felt for him. He looked so pitiful. And just like, and I tweeted out last night, just like Dr. Ford, he is being used as a tool and duped by the Democratic Party.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, Bill, you haven't noticed?
The left is unhinged.
And Senator Cory Booker said the vicious attack on actor Jussie was an attempted modern-day lynching.
Kamala Harris calling the attack an attempted modern-day lynching.
Which tweet? What tweet?
About saying that it is a modern-day lynching that... Sorry. Jussie Smollett.
Okay, so I will say this about that case. I think that the facts are still unfolding, and I'm very concerned about obviously...
Well, the information is still coming out, and I'm going to withhold until all the information actually comes out from on-the-record sources. We know in America that bigoted and biased attacks are on the rise.
You know, interesting how they send a tweet out, declare their position, and then backtrack, and then try to act sober about it and say, well, we have to wait until all the information that, oh, yes, that's right, we've got to do due process. It's somewhere in there, and, you know, comes from attorneys that should know better. It is embarrassing, really, but this is, you know, in a sense, even bad media can tell you something about what is going on. But if you are not discerning, a discerning consumer of the news that you get, this is why we have to be careful. And this is on either side. And, you know, let's go back to the foundation principles and the freedom of press and why it exists, freedom of speech, why that exists, so that we can share ideas and say, hey, look, this is what I'm seeing. Is this what you're seeing? But, you know, it's rare these days in some circles that you can have that conversation. You know, like Liz Peek and I were talking about earlier. She's from New York. But she says, look, at people, you know, they kind of understand. You know, they know who to gravitate to, who they can have that conversation, as I was saying with you. I have friends. I love them dearly. But I know that there are certain things that we just can't talk about. You know, I've learned the hard way, because if I want them to stay friends, then we just don't go there. And especially when they want to talk about certain things of a political nature, because I have to remind them sometimes, and I tell people, I go, do you realize what I do for a living? You know, I study this stuff every day. I am looking at this stuff. So when you come at me with 8-second sound bites, you know, it's like you're bringing a knife to a gunfight here, and I don't want to fight with you because you're going to get shot dead, you know. And but of course they're not, because they have to live another day, and they're going to hold to the con because they really don't want to do the hard work of looking and drilling into this deeper. And this is what's going to be lots of fun, ladies and gentlemen, especially on the Democratic side with all these candidates that are running. They're trying to outdo one another. I mean, we're hearing about reparations, and, you know, we talked with Horace Cooper yesterday about that, and Horace was brilliant in discussing the whole idea of reparations and why, you know, it's reasonable to, you know, to not even consider it. But for political purposes and along the line of being divisive and dividing us and becoming the divided, you know, or ununited states of America, the divided states of America, then, you know, this plays into their playbook. You know, you divide and conquer. It's not uniting so that we truly can benefit from this, because we know that when we are united, we're better as a people. And that's what E Pluribus Unum is all about. But getting back to what I was saying earlier about our First Amendment right of free speech and a free media. And right now, the free media is abusing that right. Like any right, there comes responsibility. What is your responsibility as a free media? What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to offer both sides. You're supposed to, there should be some objectivity. I know when I was growing up, you know, that's where you had the editorial pages. You know, you could go to the editor pages and you could read from brilliant people that, you know, they framed the argument and it was well written. And we still have a little bit of that today. But sadly, what has happened is the editorial page has now come into the front page, where there truly should be some objective reporting, investigative reporting, as you've heard me say before, that which is, you know, represents the principles of professional journalism. But that's all been set aside in this information age, sadly, where we should be operating at a higher level because of the information age that we have and how important data is. But we don't respect ourselves. We don't respect the information. And now here we are. We can't even respect things that that are honoring, you know, to one another. That if you disrespect the president, you're disrespecting 63 million people. Nope, can't think about that. Bill Maher, you know, he talks about, flyover country. Talks about people in Nebraska and in the Dakotas wanting to be like them. How delusional. How delusional. Look at the people in the Dakotas, Idaho. I mean, you go over flyover country, just shows you how disconnected the elites have become to think that they're more than. And they have convinced themselves that they're so needed in our culture. You know, I can tell you, Bill Maher, that the world's not going to go to hell in a handbasket if you're gone. You know, there's not going to be a big loss here for your contribution. I mean, it's not like you're talking to 98% of America. Let me tell you, you probably got a lot more attention because of the ridiculous statements that you made the other day that people laughed on in Brazil and, you know, the other clapping seals that think like you. Some of what you had to say, you know, could have been funny. I mean, you know, because we can all laugh at ourselves. But when you pointed and you expressed it the way in which you intended, I mean, you're really sharing your heart's intent and your own perspective and that of the elites in this country. And this is what the 63 million people voted against. And this is why, you know, people in California, for example, in the way that system was set up and why President Trump didn't go and do much in California, because it's wrong gospel, wrong church. And so the answer is, and this happens from time to time, when the Democrats lose to policy and ideas, they say, oh, we got to get rid of the Electoral College. You know, if it hadn't been for the Electoral College, you know, Hillary Clinton would have been president. Well, could you imagine Hillary Clinton having the opportunity to meet with Kim Jong-un and how much of the country she would have to sell or give away and money be redirected to her Clinton Foundation? And her and Bill would live happily ever after at the really extended expense of we the people. You know, but all that stuff is overlooked. You know, we can't critically think about it. We can't ask those questions. We can't, look at what Barack Obama did, because anytime you bring Barack Obama up, oh, you're a racist. You know, he's our first black president. And I respect that. And I respect that he was president. I didn't agree with his policies. I'm sorry. And look what he did. And look at the clear difference between Barack Obama and Donald Trump. Even people of color are realizing they're better off with Donald Trump than having a president of color in the White House. What did Barack Obama do for the people of color? You know, he just, enslaved them all the more on welfare. House home ownership was down. New business development, not very exciting. You know, you get this white gazillionaire out of Manhattan. You bring him into the Oval Office. He's a business guy. He's not beholden to all the political deep state operatives that are so entrenched in D.C. and that run our government, this shadow government, unelected. He just goes about doing the people's business and saying, look, we're going to straighten this stuff out. We're going to make it fair. And he lifts all these regulations out. And all these people, you know, as we were talking with Liz this morning, Liz Peek, that all these people that were so frustrated for not being productive suddenly have the heavy boot of government off their throat, and the sky's the limit. They're opening up new businesses. They're happier than they've ever been. And people who want to make fun of Ivanka Trump because she says people are, you know, to that point, that people want to earn a living and they think that she's a joke. They themselves are jokes. They don't understand humanity. They don't understand the basic principles of our human motivation. You know, that we need to feel some value, that we are being productive. And this is what America brings you. This is what America offers at its core foundation: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
A second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ends ahead of schedule, with no agreement reached between the two on ending North Korea's nuclear weapons program.
It's a process and it's moving along, but we just felt it wasn't appropriate to sign an agreement today.
The ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, Congressman Jim Jordan, says yesterday's hearing featuring Michael Cohen was not really about finding facts.
This is step one in the Democrats' crazy efforts to impeach the President of the United States.
Cohen, President Trump's longtime personal lawyer, headed to prison for lying to Congress today behind closed doors with members of the House Intelligence Committee. Economic growth in the fourth quarter of 2018 comes in better than expected. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. We'll even install your new blades while you wait. See better and drive safer. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Beer. Martinez.
He has amassed an incredibly large DVD library, and it is said that he never once alphabetized it. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. The pheromones he secretes have been known to affect people miles away in a slight but measurable way. He once punched a magician. That's right. You heard me. His hands feel like rich brown suede. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
More like rich Corinthian leather. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. A black African American professor is with us, and he says most hate crimes are hoaxes. Overwhelming data shows the left is selling a fake race war and is using fake news to do it. He says don't be fooled by the left and the fake news media. The election of Donald Trump has not ushered in a new era of racial hatred in our country. In his brand new book, Hate Crime Hoax, How the Left is Selling a Fake Race War, Dr. Wilfred Riley studies hundreds of purported hate crimes and shows that despite the mainstream media and the social justice warriors making it seem as though there has been a frightening spike of hate crimes since the 2016 election, most of these hate crimes are actually hoaxes made up entirely by their victims. Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now, a professor of political science at Kentucky State University. Dr. Riley, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. Good to be on with the most interesting man in the world.
I know.
How
really, I'm continuing. You know, it's tough when you are the most interesting man. There's a lot of pressure on you, you know. So.
Yeah, you've definitely got to find guests that can, you know, share that space.
Well, exactly. That's why I am so glad that you're here, and you just you were reading my mind here. This whole situation, of course, on the heels of Jussie Smollett and what has been thrown into the marketplace of our culture, is quite, you know, it is quite revealing. At the same time, it causes pause for all of us to think about what is going on with these hoaxes. And, of course, in the middle of it is you got to blame Donald Trump, right?
Well, one of the things that – well, that's one of the allegations, certainly, that's being made on the political left. And that's why I agreed to go with a kind of partisan subtitle for what's an interesting but sort of an academic book. Because these hoaxes are massively concentrated on the American political left. And one of the terms they use is the Donald Trump surge in terms of hate crimes. People often say things like, this is Trump's America. This is America 2019. And empirically, there's not really that much evidence to support that. So, I mean, there are less than 7,000 hate crimes reported to the FBI. That's not prosecutions. That's not convictions in a typical year. And that's up at most maybe 500 from the Barack Obama year. So, I mean, you had 6,518 in 2014. Two of the other things we find is that a lot of those reported hate crimes are, in fact, attacks on mostly white Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Attacks on whites now make up, I believe it was 22% of all reported hate crimes, one. And two, we find that a lot of them are fakes. So to get into kind of the one-line pitch for my book, if you look at the top 20 or so most reported hate crime incidents over the past 5 or 6 years, Jussie Smollett, Yasmin Saweed, the young woman who claimed Trump supporters beat her and tore her hijab, Eastern Michigan, Air Force Academy, where, you know, a general had to come to campus to speak against racism, the young black woman who claimed that boorish white men literally peed on her, urinated on her,
right.
Keehan College, Wisconsin Parkside, where there were nooses found across the campus, the burnt black church, Hopewell Baptist in Mississippi, beautiful church. All those cases turned out to be fakes. So the idea that America is riven with hate doesn't really seem to be accurate. There are only about 7,000 of these cases even reported in a country of 350 million people, and I find that a whole bunch of them are fakes. There are more than 400 cases in what we call the data set for the book. So I really, more than breaking that down, that's the first two chapters, I kind of look at why this is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why is it?
That's a great question. Well, we find that there are two reasons, really. The first is kind of the reason people fake hate hoaxes first for the reason that people commit most crimes, which is kind of money and tawdry personal motivations. So if you look at Jussie Smollett, the actual reason he set up what looks like his fake beating was that he wanted to increase his salary. He was only making about $65,000 per week, and he didn't think that was enough compared to some of his co-stars like Terrence Howard or Taraji P. Henson. So he wanted to make himself kind of a sympathetic figure. I mean, Empire is a sort of upper middle class black show, and he thought that essentially his boss would be more supportive if one of the stars on the show had been a victim of racism and was kind of bravely fighting back. So he set up this crazy plot where two Nigerian ecstasy-dealing bodybuilders that he worked out with dressed up as kind of Trump fans and beat him up. So the motivation there, as hilarious as the story is kind of personal, kind of tacky. Mm-hmm. But the second level in terms of why we see so many hate crime hoaxes is kind of the desire for victimhood, which I think is one of the weirdest things about modern America. We've made it trendy. We've made it rewarding to be a victim. So when someone claims that they've been a victim of some kind of bizarre hate incident, they almost automatically get a whole set of natural allies. I mean, in the United States, the existence of many organizations, Black Lives Matter, which recently reached 500,000 followers across social media, the Southern Poverty Law Center, which has an endowment of, I believe, $432 million, the older civil rights groups like Al Sharpton's National Action Network, the whole reason for the existence of these groups is this idea that America is a very racist, hate-filled country. Mm-hmm. And any evidence that it still is and that the dollars need to keep flowing is going to be seized on.
Exactly.
So I think a lot of people... Go on.
No, I just say exactly, because the deal is, you know, it's the old business principle, Professor. People do that which they get rewarded for. And yep. Victimhood has become an industry. And they have been feeding this industry for a long time. And now we're getting to the point where, you know, America is starting to come together. And one thing you can say about Donald Trump, he's pulled back the veil and revealed a lot of what our country is dealing with. And, you know, these hate crimes and fake news is all part and parcel of it. And people are pursuing the truth. They want to say, look, I'm tired of getting duped here. What is this all about? You know, I don't feel like Jesse Smollett. I don't feel like a victim. And so this isn't right for me. I look out and I see a guy like Dr. Ben Carson. I see someone like you, Professor, who has been successful, and you've got your story and encouragement to other people, whether they're black, white, brown. I hate the hyphenation of America right now. I mean, because when you look at the DNA properties of our humanity, it's less than 1%. I think it's less than what even Elizabeth Warren contended in order to claim some sort of Indian heritage, you know? And so we have so much more in common as fellow human beings on this journey of life. But meanwhile, we've had all this fussing and fighting and going on, and now we want reparations. It's like one black man was talking about reparations to me, and I said, what about all the non-blacks that fought during the Civil War for you to be free? And
yeah,
go ahead.
No, I think that's a pretty key point, and it always makes me, I always have a positive reaction when I hear people say this on the right. We're all one America, we're all brothers, because obviously the conservative movement in the USA is stereotyped as being a bunch of, you know, sheet-wearing, xenophobic, Nazi racist, and that's just not reality. And I think this gets into a very key point, a very important point. A big problem for the left in the United States today is that the civil rights movement was a success.
Mm-hmm.
So the argument of a lot of these groups, the Nation of Islam comes to mind, I mentioned National Action Network, ADL, the argument of a lot of these groups is that they still need to receive money and power because the United States hasn't changed very much from what it was in 1954. And that's actually not accurate at all. I mean, if you just look at empirical law, in 1954, we desegregated the country. And by that point, by the way, that only had to happen in the South. The North was, except for some restrictive covenants for private living, pretty integrated.
Right.
But in 1965, Civil Rights Act passed. Racism is civilly and criminally illegal. 1967, affirmative action, which didn't hurt me when I applied to law school, but I mean, right, affirmative action is now 52 years old.
Right.
So most people are comfortable with the idea that we are all one nation.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The truth. The whole truth. And nothing but the truth.
Attention, everyone. Everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. Please do not turn off the radio.
This is Bill Martinez live.
News here, ladies and gentlemen. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Professor Dr. Wilfred Riley, professor of political science at Kentucky State University, is our guest. And we're talking about hate crime hoax, how the left is selling a fake race war. Dr. Riley, what kind of pushback have you gotten on your book in terms of, you know, as we talked about, you've got this established industry, this victimhood industry that has made a lot of money and will continue to make money as long as the fake news continues, and this antithetical viewpoint and the reward of that viewpoint continues, we will continue to get more of what we've got. And I got to imagine they're none too happy with your research book here.
Couple things. First of all, at work, at the office, I haven't gotten much pushback at all. We think of academia as wildly leftist, but I do think that's an image created by maybe a group of 50 far-left schools at the top that we tend to focus on, Yale, Oberlin, and so on. I teach at a historically black college. Kentucky State University is a top 30 historically black college. And African-Americans tend to be politically liberal, but tend to be personally pretty conservative, or maybe better say pretty American. Religious background, military service, that kind of thing. I also teach in Kentucky. So I've gotten some jokes from my friends about how fellow colleagues and so on about how I looked on TV, but no sort of you are a racist, sexist, bigot, homophobe.
Right.
And I actually think that's kind of interesting. A lot of the politically correct movement, you and I are both, you know, people of color or whatever.
Right.
A lot of the political politically correct movement that's sort of associated with minorities, I think, in fact, is led by liberal white guys, mostly with sort of an upper middle class background, that want to use minorities as kind of voting tools to establish their real goal, which is a Northern European kind of socialism.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I don't think, I mean, at a black college in Kentucky, most of our teachers and coaches have no problem with what I said. I mean, a lot of it, if you look at the reaction of black YouTube to Jesse Smollett, I mean, I think a lot of brothers immediately assumed that this was a hoax.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
This was something like a hookup or a drug deal gone wrong. Mm-hmm. Where you saw a total taboo on discussing this was in white-run center-left media. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't have a problem with Caucasians at all, but I do think that the far left, if you look at a Bernie Sanders rally or a Rock Against Racism event, ironically, that's going to be one of the whitest crowds you've ever seen. So most of my black colleagues had no problem whatsoever with the book. The only backlash I've gotten has been actually from white leftist colleagues. The second level of that, though, I will say, the groups themselves are very, very fanatical about defending their turf. Mm-hmm. So I won't mention the actual individual that did this to avoid a silly lawsuit, but immediately after I mentioned one of the major left activist groups on national radio, the group literally started contacting me through Facebook and Twitter. They were literally, quote-unquote, in my DMs.
Yeah, right.
Asking me if I was a bigot and what I had against them, so on down the line. They added me to the group. Apparently, someone paid for my $499 lifetime membership in the group. So I've been receiving all of these emails talking about the problems of, let's say, Muslim Americans and so on. I thought that was hilarious. I mean, I'm a trial lawyer by background, at least in terms of training. I like to compete. I used to be an athlete.
Right.
So my reaction was just to go joke for joke with them. And if they want to send me an email, if they want to spend their money to have me join a left-wing activist group, all right, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there is an immediate response if you criticize one of the big five or six on the political left. I imagine that's true on the right as well, of course. If you said, you know, Family Research Council on a broadcast, that's a hate group, mm-hmm. you might well get sued, as the SPLC has. But, yeah,
right.
The liberal activists definitely will defend their turf pretty strongly. Ordinary people, we're all Americans. Nobody cares.
Right, exactly. We're all in this thing together. And we care in as much, I would say, Professor, that we want to get on the other side of the mountain here to where all this contention, you know, that it can be smoothed out, that we can watch the Oscars and not feel like our guts are getting twisted over any, you know, animus political viewpoint or identity politics that continues to get revved up. You know, you got Spike Lee in the front row. He's got rings, you know, hate on one side, love on the other. It's just like, wow, why do we have to, you know, why do we have to lead with that? Isn't there, you know, a higher calling and a higher ambition as opposed to this identity politics that we want to be duped into? And in your case, what I would be concerned is that somebody would associate you with a group that you aren't associated with. And so then at some point down the road, you got to defend yourself.
Well, that's the immediate default. I mean, one of the most hilarious internet memes I've ever seen is the one from the political left that calls the conservative commentator Ben Shapiro a Nazi.
Mm, right.
Because Ben Shapiro is literally an Orthodox Jew. I mean,
yes,
he wears the yarmulke. The argument that he is an anti-Semite is ludicrous on its face, but it's still confidently made. And yeah, I'm sure people will say that. I think most people will like the book. I think ordinary Americans will buy it. But I do expect that I will get questions if I go on a major left-leaning show like Bill Maher along the lines of, are you an Uncle Tom? But I think, and this is important, my answer to that is just no.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an ordinary anti-racist American, if you're a soldier, or business person, or athlete, or artist, or whatever else you might be, and someone comes up to you and says, I see you have a flag pin on, you're a racist, the correct response is, no, I'm not, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You shouldn't treat that as though it's a serious critique because you vote Republican sometimes. I've voted for both major parties because you wear red hats or something like this because you're from the middle of the country, as most of us are. You're automatically a bigot. If someone says that, your response should be no. You're showing me that you're a bigot by saying something so stupid. It shouldn't be an attempt to defend yourself. And again, I think in terms of this You mentioned the question, will we get across the mountaintop? I think we already pretty much are across the mountaintop. I mean, in terms of civil rights, this would be very much at least the Joshua generation.
Mm, yeah.
So, I mean, for 50 years, we've had not only equality, but affirmative action. I certainly don't think whites are being discriminated against heavily or anything like that, but it's very, very hard to say that minorities are.
Mm.
And I think a lot of this modern discussion is a desperate attempt to kind of keep the money faucet going by redefining what things mean.
Mm-hmm.
So to kind of switch topics from my research area, but you see Me Too do this with sexuality as much as other organizations do this with race.
Mm-hmm.
So sex after you've had more than three glasses of wine is rape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, by that standard, almost every third date would be a brutal sexual assault. I don't think that's realistic.
Exactly.
Treating women differently is sexism. Again, in terms of bathrooms and things like that, I don't really think too many people agree with that. But if you're arguing that the United States, men can be women, I'm not going to get into that one today.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're arguing that the United States is a racist, sexist hellhole, you've got to find evidence somewhere. And that often leads to identity politics, which is based around the redefinition of very core ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So racism for, you know, 1,000 years has meant dislike of other bloods, the belief that people of the different color or people across the imaginary line in the sand or whatever are inferior to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now seeing that sort of change. So there's the idea of cultural appropriation as racism, for example.
Right.
If you like other cultures and you do things from those cultures because you don't see color, then you're a racist.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think too many people take this very seriously, but I do think that when I mentioned only 50 or so colleges, perhaps more than that, but our trendsetters, the test is extraordinarily far left. Most of the rest, the military academies, the state universities, and so on, are pretty sane. I think you're talking about the same thing here. Like, I think that ideas like transgender advocacy or cultural appropriation are really believed in by maybe 1 or 2% of the population.
Right.
Most people recognize that the old race wars ended 100 years ago. But that percentage of the population, I mean, people clustered in the upper middle class in giant cities that have access to certain industries have a very disproportionate impact on society.
Mm-hmm. And to your point, Professor, we have been encouraging people, first of all, to pursue the truth. You got to know what the truth is. Get out of this fake news stuff. Don't take, if you're forming your opinion based on 8-second sound bites, you're in trouble. And you need to go deeper and re-embrace critical thought. Part of the problem that we have right now, to your point, in terms of being able to refute just a basic statement, people get, you know, knocked back on the heels of their feet because they're not prepared with an answer. And they get attacked and, you know, and it's all to invalidate and neutralize the opposition. But people need to speak up. You know, we've been saying the voice of the silent majority needs to come out again loud and clear. Our First Amendment right has been bullied out of our hands. And as a result, you've got a lot of stinking thinking flying around. And you got people like Bill Maher thinking that they represent the majority of America.
Yeah, well, I think Bill Maher might represent the majority of Seattle. I mean, so again, you get into, a friend of mine calls this the Seinfeld perspective, my friend Harvey Weisenblum.
Mm-hmm.
But what he means by that is that American taste is very largely shaped by a small group of people. They tend to almost all be upper middle to upper class. Race isn't really relevant, although they're mostly white. But not too young, not too old, not too subcultural, concentrated in very large major metropolitan areas. So, I mean, the big city in Kentucky is Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly respectable, 2 million people. I don't think there's ever been a major motion picture film there.
Right.
So even the capitals of most of the states in this great country have very little access to the actual elite. So the tastemaker class, if you will, the trendsetter class, has the ability to take their ideas and present them to the country as a whole for acceptance or rejection, but to present them over and over and over and over again. I have no problem with people's individual sexual decisions at all. I'm pretty libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, I read recently, I think this is the Wall Street Journal.
We got about 15 seconds left, Professor. Go ahead.
What's up?
We have about 15 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh. Tastemaker class, essentially. One thing I would say, cutting off what I was going to say, to challenge this, go to the library. Learn how to defend your ideas. If you're a conservative, read Burke, read Locke. If you're a liberal, read Marx, read Rousseau. Learn what reality is. Read a science book, and to balance that, actually read the Bible.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today.